Quizás sea el momento de quejarse un poco menos y reír un poco más.
That was Bulky by Ye. This is Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa at dysfunctionaldysfunctional.com. And today we have a little interview I did with singer-songwriter Ye.
Hello, Jesus. How are you?
Hey, Ye. How are you doing?
Great.
So I listened to your album last night, and it really caught my attention. It's a really good mix of sounds. What musicians and artists have...
Oh, thank you very much.
What musicians and artists have helped you be inspired and develop this sound?
Well, I think it's mainly based on the alternative sounds that I like from contemporary albums, but it also has like a very fresh sound from the 90s and maybe before, influences from Jimi Hendrix or the Flaming Lips or TV on the Radio. There's a lot of Latin alternative bands from the 70s and the 80s, like Charlie Garcia or Soda Stereo, that were very crucial for me about doing this. So you could say it's a lot of bands, more than a few. It's more about songs and about the moment, the decade, really.
Definitely, the fusion of sounds it's quite unique, and it gives your music a kind of essence that's different than what you hear on the radio now. Is the writing process for you something collaborative that you do with somebody else to get this mixture in, or is it just something you do on your own?
Oh yeah, well the I do have a collaborate. I have a lot of friends that did collaborate in this album. First I started writing songs about things that I wonder or I like. Some of them are good. Some of them are not that good. And when I in this album, what I did was that after 128 years, we filtered about 20, and of those 20, we got these 11 songs that were, I think, the best. And I had help from my friend Armando Áñez, which has a great band, Recordatorio, and the producer Leo Aldrey also played an important role collaborating in the music and the mixture of sounds. It has like alternative sounds with pop Spanish melodies that will make a mixture. You could say it's something like when Nirvana tried to do Pixie music, or the Pixies music with something more melodic, and that's how they got with their music. Well, that's pretty much how I did it. It was like a fusion of a lot of alternative sounds and a lot of things that we did with this Latin alternative melodies that are very pop or are very, sharp-raced lyrics, but at the end, you can listen to them, still are melodic. Yeah,
it's an amazing album. And how different was it going from being in a group and recording to being your on a solo album?
Well, the difference is it's very big. I think that when a band is unite and, when a band has its chemistry, it could accomplish beautiful and wonderful and big things. But when a band is not aligned, it's very hard for you to work or to get those ideas working on, going in the same direction. So as a solo artist, I had the chance to almost do everything. But in the other hand, you have to be careful because you have to be disciplined and everything is on your shoulder. So if you miss a step or if you miss a little detail, it could be very bad. Also, the work is harder, 10 times harder, because everything relies on you. But at the end, it's a pretty great feeling to just not have the ego of other persons stand in the way of your ideas, or, you know, it's great to have just collaborative people that just helps you through the process or gives you the right direction, but without losing the focus of the objective or the concept of the album.
So which did you prefer? Do you prefer being on your own, or do you prefer being in a band?
Definitely being on my own. Definitely being on my own.
Does having a band accompany you change the feel of the music or the feel of the songs as you perform?
Well, no. I think the band just made me realize that how important they are and how important it is to have a band to play live music and to play your album. But in the matter of songs, I think that the composer has to compose its songs. And, well, maybe arrange it in a way it could work for him, or arrange it in a way that they would be happy. But definitely being on my on also, I mean, definitely being a solo, mm-hmm. It's great for me. And a band would be like a, you know, like an alternate. Like, you have to have your band, but that band has to do whatever you choose to do, or choose the direction you want to go.
That's awesome. So you wrote all the songs on this album. How intimate are the lyrics to you from this album?
Well, they're very intimate. They're like the title of the album. It's about gathering all the pieces of a huge big party and just putting it all together and turning that emotions and energy into a new beginning, into a new album. So basically, the lyrics were very intimate. It's about how rotten the world is, how politics is changing and damaging the world. It's about maybe a couple of subjects that people don't like to include in a song, or maybe not everybody includes in a song. So that's like the special touch that I gave to the lyrics. So yeah, you could say it's very intimate, but it's about changing, and it's about how crazy the world is. Yeah.
Did you ever have a fear that you would be censored, or that people wouldn't want to play your music because of how the issue?
I think it's already happening, but I don't care.
You don't care.
Well, yeah, I didn't have the fear of it. On the contrary, I wanted to make an album that made the difference. And then, in the other hand, I think I'm suffering from that. I mean, my first video, El Alma Pesa, not everybody likes it because it's just so heavy what it says and how it says it, how I say it, that maybe, I don't know, it's a little bit hard, but hard for them, but it's true reality. So I don't care. Maybe at the beginning they will be shocked, but then afterwards they will realize that it has a profound and a huge impact in, you know, like in everything we're living right now, especially in Venezuela.
So Barriendo Escombros Después de la Fiesta is the name of the album.
Right.
I also heard that it was recorded in Barcelona.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that correct?
It was recorded in Barcelona, yeah.
What made you want to go out there and record it?
Oh, I met up with a wonderful and friend from childhood called Leonardo Dre. His band, Noco Boy, had made a new release, and I thought it was great. I couldn't believe the awesomeness of this record. And when I spoke to him, he told me he recorded it, he composed it, and he mixed it. He got to master it. So when I heard it, I said, "Whoa, that's great! It's a beautiful sound. It's a great sound. I think it's a beautiful record. Why don't you produce my record? I'm looking for a producer." So he said yes, and well, I have a brother that lives in Barcelona, so it was easy for me to just buy a ticket, gather the money, and go there and stay for a month or 2 months to do the record. And it really changed my life. it changed my life for good. I met with beautiful people. I had a wonderful time, and I had the most amazing experience of my life. And I wish I could just keep on working, and keep on doing records. And you know, because it's pretty hard, it's pretty expensive. It's pretty hard to this era. New bands are facing with a lot of trouble. So for me to be able to do this and just get here, it's amazing. And I just wish it could. I could be working with him for a long time, so that's how I got to Arcelor.
Wow, that's a great story. Well, I really enjoyed the album. Where can fans out there and reach out to you or listen to your music?
Oh, you can go to www.jmusic.com. That's Y-E-I, music, and also that's at @jmusic_jmusic Instagram and Twitter. You can go to Spotify and look up for Jay. You can go to iTunes and look up for Jay. Or if you have another digital platform that you like to use, you just go and look for Jay Barrientos Escombros Después de la Fiesta, and you'll find it. YouTube, you can go to YouTube too, #Jay, and you'll find two videos, and we're about to launch the third one in a month or so.
Well, that's great. What's coming up next for you? Do you have a concert coming or anything where
people can go see you? Well, I want to invite everybody here in Los Angeles. Right now we're doing a promo tour in Los Angeles, and we're having a show Friday, April the 15th. At Los Globos. You can look up for the information at my website. And after that, we're going to Miami April 22nd, and we're having a showcase also with our friends Los Mesoneros. And I think we booked just a show in Austin, Texas for April 28th. So that is coming for us this month. After that, I think we're going to play Colombia, and we're about to launch a new video that we made in Bogota. So pretty much happening for us right now, or it's starting to happen.
Sounds great. Well, I wish you the best, and thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for all the support, and thank you for those nice words about the album.
Check out more on Ye at yemusic.com. I am Jesus Figueroa at dysfunctionaldysfunctional.com. Check out more of my interviews here on audioboom.com/dysfunctional. Check out some of my stuff on my blog, dysfunctional.com. Follow me on social media, Instagram and Twitter @dysfunctional, and Facebook, dysfunctional LA.